Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In today's show, analysts warn that possible downside wick could push the Bitcoin price as low as $44,000. As analyst John Wick shares here, Bitcoin on the 4-hour chart, why did we correct from a technical aspect? We formed a double top that was clearly defined by bearish RSI divergence. Notice how the price action trends up while RSI was trending down. We also had a bearish alpha thrust and squeeze fake out. And as Don Alt shares here, pretty clean downtrend for now. I start getting hopeful above 52,000, above 60,000. And the raging bull market is back on. Until either of those happens, I'm going to look for deep wicks and focus on other more exciting things. Also in today's show, Bitcoin dominance falls under 40%, and everyone's favorite Bitcoin troll, Peter Schiff, took this as an opportunity to share the following. With over 16,000 alternative cryptos to choose from, Bitcoin's market dominance is now below 40% for the first time since June of 2018. With an unlimited supply of easily created cryptos with virtually identical properties, Bitcoin is losing its first mover competitive advantage, and Dan Held responded, "See how silly that looks? With an unlimited supply of easily created metal with virtually identical properties, gold is losing its first mover competitive advantage." Also in today's show, Arcane Research releases its crypto predictions for 2022. Also in today's show, investment veteran Tom Lee makes massive 2022 Bitcoin price prediction and shares his target. That's right, Lee states that the price of Bitcoin could explode up to 4 times from the current levels by the end of next year. Quoting him here, "Now in terms of percentage upside, again, I'm kind of disappointed it didn't reach 100,000 this year, but I think next year it will easily get to the $100,000. But let's say it should have been 100,000 this year, so maybe Bitcoin is in that $200,000 range next year." I'll be breaking this down for you and checking out the latest from quant analyst Plan B. He shares 50,000 to 200,000 one standard deviation band feels wide. Some people think this makes the stock to flow model invalid and not useful, but is it? Last cycle stock to flow model average was 7,000 with the first band of 3,500 to 14,000, not wide from the current 50,000 perspective. Next cycle band will be $500,000 to 2 million. Useful, in my opinion. I'll be breaking down his latest analysis. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ethereum, and all the major altcoins are currently correcting back in the red. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. I want to give a quick shout out to iTrust Capital. Not only can you trade crypto tax-free, but now also at no monthly fees, truly making this a no-brainer. That's right. There are now officially no monthly fees for both new and existing accounts. And they have a special promo running right now where they're giving away $100 in free BTC. To take advantage of this special offer, all you need to do, number one, visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Number two, confirm your email. And number three, fund your account. It's literally that simple. And yes, they will send you $100 in real BTC for free. iTrust is the number one IRA platform in America with over $3.5 billion in transactions. Not only can you buy, sell, and trade crypto tax-free, such as Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also physical gold and silver. And yes, they are backed by Coinbase Custody with a $320 million insurance policy. Go ahead and visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Set up your tax-free crypto IRA so you can start trading with no monthly fees. Claim your $100 in free BTC, and let's start stacking those stats tax-free. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Holla at your boy in the live chat. It looks as though the year-end rally that many crypto traders had hoped for will have to wait until 2022 as Bitcoin bears gained the upper hand on December 28th and hammered the price of Bitcoin below support at 48,000. Data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView shows that an early morning wave of selling broke through Bitcoin support at 50,000. It was followed by a second wave in the early afternoon that dropped the top cryptocurrency to a daily low of 47,318 before the bulls managed to stem the outflow. And at the time of this recording, Bitcoin is currently maintaining just above that critical $47,000 support, as you can see here in the Bitcoin 4-hour chart. Now, here's a look at what several market analysts are saying about the reasons behind the latest correction and what to look out for as 2021 comes to a close. Let's start with a bearish RSI divergence prior to the reversal. Insight into the technical reasons for the year-end correction for Bitcoin price was offered by options trader and pseudonymous Twitter user John Wick, who posted the following chart highlighting a bearish fakeout as the price of Bitcoin began to reverse, as he shares here on crypto Twitter. Why did we correct from a technical aspect? We formed a double top that was clearly defined by bearish RSI divergence. Notice how price action trends up while RSI was trending down. We also had a bearish alpha thrust and squeeze fakeout. Now also, possible dip to 44,000 is on the cards. Bitcoin's continued struggles at the 21-week exponential moving average was highlighted in the following chart from market analyst and pseudonymous Twitter user Rec Capital. The weekly chart shows that the difficulty Bitcoin has had in breaking above this technical indicator, as he shares right here on crypto Twitter, to confirm a reversal, Bitcoin needs to flip the 21-week EMA back into support, just like it did in the past August and September. In this yellow circle, the green 21-week EMA is confluent resistance with the $52,000 level ahead, as you can see here in the black. Then a few days ago, he updated us again. Bitcoin has revisited the 21-week EMA to confirm further upside. Bitcoin needs to flip this EMA into support. This green 21-week EMA is a confluent resistance with the black weekly level, which is the resistance that prompted the September retrace, as you can see right here on your screen. So according to Rec Capital, the price action for Bitcoin is similar to a scenario that occurred back in May, whereby Bitcoin is experiencing a multi-week consolidation between the two bull market EMAs, and the price should soon revisit the $44,000 level. He continued, historically, Bitcoin has performed downside wicks into the orange area during this red retest, so there is a scope for another revisit of orange. How many of you feel we're likely to correct all the way down to 44,000? Let me know in the comments below. Now, suggestions as to what traders should be on the lookout for in the days and weeks ahead are offered by analyst and pseudonymous Twitter user Don Alt, who posted the following chart showing that Bitcoin is in a pretty clean downtrend for now, as he shares here on crypto Twitter. Bitcoin, pretty clean downtrend for now. I start getting hopeful above 52,000, above 60,000, the raging bull market is back on. Until either of those happens, I'm going to look for deep wicks and focus on other more exciting things. And before I break down next story of the day, Bitcoin dominance falls under 40%, as well as Arcane Research releases its crypto predictions for 2022, as well as investment veteran Tom Lee makes massive 2022 Bitcoin price prediction and shares his targets, as well as I share the latest updates from Quant Analyst Plan B. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin down 3.5% for the day, maintaining just above 47,300. We have Ether down 4%, trading just above $3,700. Solana is down 9%, trading at $173. Cardano down 10%, trading at $1.35. And XRP down almost 7%, trading just above 83 cents. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Bitcoin's market dominance has continued to fall, bottoming out below 40% this week. That's very close to the all-time low of 36.7% back in January of 2018. According to data from TradingView, Bitcoin's market dominance refers to the ratio between Bitcoin's market cap and the total crypto market cap. It's not the first time its dominance has dipped in 2021. Back in May, as reported, Bitcoin had dipped to represent just 40.3% of the combined crypto asset capitalization, according to CoinMarketCap, and is near the same level again in September. And Bitcoin critic and everyone's favorite Bitcoin troll, Peter Schiff, shared the following, which I shared for you in the intro of the show, so I'm not going to read it again. And I also responded with Dan Held's response, putting Peter Schiff in his place. And then Peter Schiff responded to Dan Held with the following, I guess you flunked geology. First, there is a very limited supply of metals. Second, none are easily created. Third, none have properties virtually identical to gold. I like Spencer Schiff's response to his pops. He wrote, Bitcoin doesn't compete with those coins. It is in a completely separate category. Many altcoiners even admit that 100%. And Alex Gladstein chimed in, imagine how much more globally dominant the dollar would be if nation states didn't force their citizens to use their crappy fiats. That gives you a small idea of how dominant Bitcoin will be in the future, free global market in a sea of infinitely scarce virtual junk. And Pompliano responded, dare you to name all 16,000. So there you have it. Peter Schiff just doing what he does best is troll Bitcoiners to sell gold. It is what it is. Now, research published by trading platforms on Monday stated that the date may signal an incoming alt season, as over the last 7 years, altcoin market dominance has increased threefold from 21% in 2014 to around the 60% mark this month. Now, Ether's market dominance continues to sit above 20% at almost $500 billion. Over the past year, Ether's market dominance has doubled from 10%. And in a Friday tweet, crypto analyst Altcoin Sherpa claimed that the alt season had already been underway for the entire year. They referenced a chart tracking Bitcoin's market dominance, suggesting that the downtrend may continue. Quoting him here from crypto Twitter, Altcoin's mini thread here on when alt season has been going on for an entire year. You just haven't noticed it. Here's the Bitcoin dominance chart. You can see that the alts have flourished since January 2021. And according to on-chain data from Glassnode, although Bitcoin's short-term supply has decreased by 32%, long-term hodlers are adding 16% to their treasuries during 2021. So there you have it. And before I break down next story of the day and I share the latest predictions from Arcane Research, as well as investment veteran Tom Lee makes massive 2022 Bitcoin price prediction and shares his target, as well as I share the latest updates from Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin Stock the Flow model. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just above $2.2 trillion with $97 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. And the current Bitcoin dominance is 40.2%, with the Ether dominance at 20.1%. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, not much in the green today. We have Unistead Leo up 6.5%, trading at $3.69, followed by Live Peer up 4%, trading at $43, followed by XDC up 4%, trading at 8.4 cents. Now, which altcoins are you currently most bullish on? Let me know in the comments right down below. And now checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 27 out of 100 in fear. Yesterday, a 41, last week, a 45, and last month, a 33 in fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That can be a great buying opportunity, like we're witnessing right now. BTFD, buy that blood in the streets. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Blockchain data research firm Arcane Research has taken a look at the year, which was in its final report for 2021, and offered its predictions for the crypto markets heading into 2022. Arcane's Tuesday, the weekly update report, focuses on Bitcoin and Ether, but delves into other major coins, decentralized finance, meme coins and NFTs, derivatives and others. Arcane offered a prediction for what would happen in 2022 on every topic covered in the report. Prediction number one, Bitcoin will outperform the S&P 500 in 2022. I think that's a given. Prediction number two, XRP and Cardano will fall out of the top 10. Arcane noted that tremendous gains on Binance Coin this year, peaking out at about 1,600% in May and rounding out the year up 1,344%. And based on this, the growth in the market cap from altcoins such as Solana and Terra, along with the NFT craze, the analysts are tipping XRP and Cardano will exit the top 10 list. Now for the third prediction, alternative layer ones will continue to outperform ETH. That's right. While ETH outperformed Bitcoin this year with a gain of 455% to 73%, other layer one blockchains outperform ETH. Layer one refers to standalone base layer blockchains. Terra Luna ends 2021 up 14,823%, and Phantom is up 13,549%. Now for the fourth prediction, traditional gaming companies will increasingly add NFTs. That's right. This year, crypto can be defined in no small part by the massive sales of NFTs, and blockchain games like Splinterlands and Alien Worlds have around 526,000 daily active users, according to Dapp Radar. Now for the fifth prediction, even more crypto companies will go public and several will have valuations above $5 billion. And for the sixth prediction, Bitcoin ETS will hold more than 1 million Bitcoin by the end of 2022. Several Bitcoin futures exchange traded funds were launched in 2021. They currently collectively hold about 846,000 BTC. And Arcane said the growth will only continue throughout 2022, as they share here in this chart. Now for the seventh and final prediction for 2022 from Arcane Research, hash rate will become even more geographically distributed. When China banned Bitcoin mining, Bitcoin's global hash rate sharply fell, then nearly Delhi has suddenly recovered. Now, as the United States leads the world in hash rate, followed by Kazakhstan and Russia, Arkane believes that miners will disperse even further into regions such as Latin America. That's right, tap into that geothermal energy. Why not, as they're doing in Bitcoin City in El Salvador, the first nation state to adopt Bitcoin as a legal tender. And before I break down our final story of the day, investment veteran Tom Lee makes massive 2022 Bitcoin price prediction and shares his target, as well as I share the latest updates from Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin Stock the Flow model. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1,000 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my crypto merch store, which is now live at merch.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also have a daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also have a blog I update daily, which could be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to help me get to 100,000 subs along with $100,000 Bitcoin price. And you can also find me on all the major podcasts and platforms from Spotify to Apple's iTunes. We're currently receiving over 500,000 downloads per month. You can also follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok. So wherever you're at, be sure to follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. Fundstrat Global Advisors managing partner Thomas Lee is disappointed with the end of year performance for the king of all crypto in 2021, but still thinks that the leading crypto asset could soar to new heights in 2022. In a new interview with trading educational platform Market Rebellion, Lee says that with Bitcoin surviving multiple hardships in 2021, BTC may only have clear skies ahead for the next year. Quoting him here, "I think Bitcoin, you know, I'm disappointed it didn't exit 2021 higher. I think it still got a chance to rally because the S&P is rallying. So Bitcoin should move contemporaneously with that. 2022 should be a good year because the things that disrupted Bitcoin in 2021, such as China essentially banning mining, trying to essentially ban Bitcoin, would have been considered a crypto winter type event and it didn't kill Bitcoin. So unless the US government bans Bitcoin next year, Bitcoin has already had some of the negative catalysts already play out. So I think Bitcoin could do really, really well." And when pressed for a Bitcoin price prediction, Thomas Lee states that the price of Bitcoin could explode up to 4 times from the current levels by the ends of next year, as he shares here. Now, in terms of percentage upside, again, I'm kind of disappointed it didn't reach 100,000 this year, but I think next year it will easily get to the $100,000. But let's say that it should have been 100,000 this year. So maybe Bitcoin in that $200,000 range next year. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Tom Lee. And checking out the latest tweets from Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin Stock the Flow model, he tweeted, $50,000 to $200,000 one standard deviation ban feels wide. Some people think this makes Stock the Flow model invalid and not useful. But is it? Last cycle Stock to Flow model average was 7,000 with a first band of 3,500 to 14,000, not wide from the current 50,000 perspective. Next cycle band will be a 500,000 to 2 million. Useful, in my opinion. And checking out this response, when exactly is your model invalidated? Never. Whatever happens, does it always stay the same? I will not row against you and to understand. Otherwise, it will just seem like you are trying to stay afloat. And Plan B responded, when Bitcoin spends most of its time in the white instead of the blue, if you want to learn more, Google regression analysis and standard deviation and maybe R2TF statistic. And Plan B also tweeted, I use models to protect myself from emotions. Right now, most people, including myself, fear further decline of Bitcoin price and want to sell, but Stock the Flow model shows that Bitcoin at the low end of 50 to 200,000 first band, a buy signal. Likewise, 200,000 will feel like Bitcoin will rise forever, but Stock the Flow says sell. And someone responded, how many models do you have? Plan B responded, I use a lot of models, technical analysis models like RSI, MA, etc., on-chain models like Realized Cap, Coindays Destroyed, etc., but I created only one model, Stock the Flow, plus Stock the Flow at V2, which doesn't round parameters, and Stock the Flow X, which is the cross asset model, the non-time series versions that solve some technical issues. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with quant analyst Plan B that we can likely see a 200 or even a $288,000 Bitcoin price as Stock the Flow X, the cross asset model, suggests. And now for a quick recap of what I covered with you here in today's show, analysts warn that possible downside wick could push the Bitcoin price as low as $44,000. Also in today's show, we discussed the Bitcoin dominance falling under 40% for the first time in a very long time, as well as Arkane Research releases its crypto predictions for 2022, and I shared their 7 predictions with you. Also in today's show, we discussed investment veteran Tom Lee making massive 2022 Bitcoin price prediction of $200,000 per BTC, and also shared the latest updates from quant analyst Plan B. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode, Ashley McIntosh wrote, come on, JV, get that Bitcoin price up as high as possible for the new year, back on track. Stock the flow. You got it, Ashley, $288,000. Let's freaking go. Our next feature comment comes from our very own Inner Dino, who wrote, thanks, JV, love the show. This will be our year. Definitely faux show. Absolutely fam. Greatly appreciate your continued support. 2022 will be epic. Mark my words. And our third and final comment comes from Jillian Renee, who wrote, JV, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. I'm extremely bullish on BTC, no matter what the price. Thanks for making content through the holiday. Crypto doesn't take vacations, and I appreciate you. One love. Happy Holidays, Jillian. That's right. Crypto never sleeps or takes vacays. Gotta love it. Six-figure BTC in 2022. Let's go. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below. And real quick before I go, I want to give a quick shout out to iTrust Capital. Not only can you trade crypto tax-free, but also now with no monthly fees, truly making this a no-brainer. This goes for both new and pre-existing accounts. And they have a special promo running right now where they're giving away $100 in free BTC to take advantage of this special offer. All you need to do, number one, visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Number two, confirm your email. And number three, fund your account. It's literally that simple. And yes, they will send you $100 in real BTC for free. So go ahead and register now. Set up your tax-free crypto IRA account so you can start trading with no monthly fees. Claim your $100 in free BTC and let's start stacking those sats tax-free. And I look forward to seeing you in tomorrow's episode. Peace.